News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W29CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Biden administration pointing the accusatory finger at China for a major security breach targeting a federal agency.
The Treasury Department notifying Congress it was targeted by Chinese state-sponsored hackers in a major security breach. The department says it learned earlier this month hackers were able to infiltrate a third-party software provider, remotely log into Treasury employees' workstations, and gain access to unclassified documents. The Biden administration warning just days ago about China's threat to the telecom sector.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Former President Carter's remains will be taken to the Georgia State House and the Carter Center in Atlanta before being moved to the U.S. Capitol for public viewing next week, Tuesday through Thursday. The Pentagon announced the repatriation of Ridha bin Saleh al-Yazidi from Guantanamo Bay to Tunisia. He arrived there the day it opened in 2002, was never charged. This is ABC News. A twist in the resentencing bid by the Menendez brothers. An attorney wants the case moved.
Attorney Brian Friedman, who represents 24 family members of Kitty and Jose Menendez, plans to file a petition to transfer their case from the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office to the California Attorney General. Friedman claims the California Attorney General, Rob Bonta, would likely be more supportive of their release if the case is transferred.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. New Year's Eve, Tuesday, hundreds of thousands of people will cram into Times Square here in New York to celebrate.
No one handles large-scale events like this better than the NYPD.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says they're ready.
At this time, there are no specific credible threats to the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration.
Police mindful of the Christmas market attack in Germany, and there's been an uptick in online propaganda from Islamic State that focuses on attacking Christians during the holidays. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers are swept by the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second time this season, the Packers lost to the Vikings, again by just 2 points, the final 27-25 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked, if the team has lost any confidence after being swept by both the Lions and now the Vikings this season.
Not at all. I told our guys at halftime, believe in ourselves. At the end of the day, like I said, we did a lot of things I feel like was on us. So I told our guys, believe in ourselves. I don't think it was nobody in here that believed that we were just going to lose. I think everybody had the belief that we was going to pull it out some type of way. We just fell short today.
The Packers will host the Bears next Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey. The Badgers beat the UConn Huskies 4-3 to win the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. It's the third time in 4 years Wisconsin has won the tournament. NBA, the Bucks are in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon against the Pacers on New Year's Eve. Tip-off time at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million and change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of fog for the overnight. Some of it could be a little dense at times. Otherwise, cloudy skies, temperatures in the lower 30s, and north winds developing. Tuesday, some flurries of light snow, patchy fog, cloudy skies, gusty northwest winds, highs in the mid-30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we run through some of our favorite This Shouldn't Be a Things. Also, we talk the wonderful world of weddings coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
An underactive thyroid. Your thyroid is a key to good health. Get it checked. For more information, visit thyroidawareness.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. There's just some amazing stories here for you. And of course, I'll be picking up your calls in just a few minutes. But just incredible stuff. Robert Reich, you know, the former labor secretary of the Clinton administration, professor, all-around genius and decent human being. His Substack newsletter is one of my favorites. I've subscribed to it for years. I recommend it. He's this piece. I'm not sure he wrote this headline because this is over at Common Dreams, but they reprinted his article from his Substack newsletter. Spineless, greedy CEOs are lining up to lick Trump's backside. I would say kiss, but whatever. He asked the question, do you remember 2017? Remember this? When the Nazis marched in Charlottesville, Virginia, and murdered Heather Heyer. And with their tiki torches, you know, Jews will not replace us, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And Donald Trump came out and said, oh, they're very fine people. Fine people on both sides. Very fine people. And all across America, CEOs said, okay, we're no longer going to participate in your Council of Economic Advisors. A whole bunch of CEOs resigned. Remember that? Remember how after the insurrection in January 6, 2021, when a whole bunch of American CEOs said, okay, that's it, we're not going to send any more money, our corporate person, just ask Clarence Thomas, is not going to send any more money to any members of Congress, 147 of them, who voted with Trump to refuse to acknowledge the outcome of the 2020 election. Remember that? Well, in short order, the American CEOs were back in Donald Trump's, after that 2017 thing, by 2018, they were back in his Council of Economic Advisors. Oh, yes, may we please kiss your butt, Mr. Trump? And, you know, within 2 years, the CEOs who said that they wouldn't fund election deniers, they're all funding all the election deniers. All of them. Within 3 years, Trump was back on Facebook and Twitter and everything else. Now you've got Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, going down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss Trump's ass. You have to wonder, you know, does Trump, you know, extend his hand and allow them to kiss the back of his hand? Or does he actually, you know, when they're in private, does he actually, you know, stand up, drop trowel, and turn around and say, okay? I mean, you know, did Jeff Bezos, the executive at Disney, who's in charge of ABC News, did Pick your billionaire, right? Did Zuckerberg they literally kiss Trump's ass? I'm kind of skeptical. I doubt that, you know, that's exactly how it happened. But, you know, if a credible source reported it, that Trump was forcing them to actually kiss his butt, that he was, you know, bending over and they had to do it, or shine his shoes or something like that. I mean, you know, he just loves humiliating people. He was humiliated through his childhood, and now he loves inflicting that same kind of pain on other people, as his niece Mary Trump points out. And the other question in my mind is, what happened to Mary Trump? I used to, you know, I'm signed up for her Substack newsletter, and I haven't heard a peep from her in a long, long time. I hope she's okay. But hey, there's a lot of people who are worried that Donald's going to come after them, just like he came after George Stephanopoulos. And what did ABC do? News do? Oh, Mr. Trump, would you please bend over so we can kiss? Here's $15 million. Yeah. Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, he's going to donate $1 million to Trump's inaugural fund. Please bend over, Mr. Trump. Elon Musk. I have a feeling Trump's kissing Musk's ass rather than the other way around. But who knows? Who knows? But Robert Reich is pointing out that he says gifts to inaugural committees, which do not have contribution limits, are popular among businesses and individuals eager to curry favor with an incoming administration. Trump's inaugural committee is offering two-tier benefits to donors who contribute $1 million. And, you know, et cetera. I see this as a crisis. I genuinely do. I mean, back in 1986, the definition in the American Heritage Dictionary of fascism was the merger of corporate and state interests combined with belligerent nationalism. Now, that's not the definition any longer. Most dictionaries define fascism as a form of government with a strongman leader. But, you know, who corrupts his nation's electoral systems and, you know, quack, 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 which is also a good definition. But we are watching, first, you know, over the last 40 years as a result of Reaganism, or neoliberalism, you could call it, over the last 40 years, what we've seen is the end of the American small family business. In 1980, and for those of you who are listening who are not old enough to remember this, let this old fart here tell you what it was like in America once. Back in my day, when I was a kid growing up, I remember downtown Lansing and downtown East Lansing. I mean, in the 50s and 60s, we didn't have many malls. We had downtowns. And every store was owned by a local family. They were local family businesses. Even the banks were owned by local families. The hotels were owned by local families. The restaurants were all family-owned. And then Reagan came along, and why was this? It was because we had these antitrust laws. Starting in 1890, when the Sherman antitrust law was signed into law from Senator Sherman of Ohio. Ohio actually had an antitrust law that was passed before the federal law was passed, which is why Ohio Senator Sherman, who was a Republican, proposed the Sherman Antitrust Act. And the Supreme Court was all in on it. In the 1960s, I believe it was 64 or 65, there was a proposed corporate merger between Kinney Shoes and Buster Brown Shoes. And this corporate merger would have resulted in a company that would have owned 5% of the total shoe market in the United States. And the Supreme Court said, that's too much. You cannot merge. And now we're looking at Kroger and Albertsons trying to merge, where they will control, 90% of all the groceries? Some mind-boggling number. I don't know that 90% is the number, but it's some really huge number. Because Reagan instructed, in 1983, Reagan instructed the Department of Justice, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Commerce Department to stop enforcing the antitrust laws. And those of you old enough to remember the 80s remember that suddenly there was this explosion of activity on Wall Street. Michael Douglas starred in a movie. The B. I mean, his protege, Stephen J. Helmser, walked away with a $500 million. And he's still on the board of billionaires. You make big money when you can do that. And then those people, of course, as Franklin Roosevelt pointed out, still did not have the famous 1936 speech in Philadelphia. If money could buy peace of mind. He said, you know, it was natural and perhaps human nature that these loyalists would reach out to take control of government. And he, of course, stopped them. So there it is, in great reverse. And the kids have all been fed. And so now you've got these giants. And the woman I love most lies close beside me. Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont is escalating this fight against the U.S. oligarchy. The new campaign director, I pray that you forgive me for just thinking of myself. I haven't been stainless glass. I should be more than satisfied with all you've given me. We can lay over our eyes. And the woman I love most lies close beside me.
So strangely enough, the term oligarchy is very rarely used.
Lord, give me the eyes to see exactly what it's worth.
It's headquartered right here.
I will be the richest man on earth.
This is just 150 billionaire families spend nearly $2 billion.
One thing is for certain, it don't.
Get service with us for as little
calling
as
all scrapbookers and card makers. You can save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers at your local craft supply store, the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
So don't wait.
To their valued customers, Muscadet Utility Department sends holiday cheer and gratitude. They're excited for what 2025 holds and wish everyone a season filled with love.
You can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Todd Alma Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially for women with possibly chronic illness or those at high risk. That's why Sabian is caring about it. It's here to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia Show. How about this one? Harvey Kane, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my argument and be called a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. My favorite one, Delano Roosevelt. A big favorite here on the show. The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming to you and the Civic Media. And if you missed your favorite show or game, there's a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoy this local program. Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
She was waiting tables in a diner off of Highway 41. Hold. On his way to Indiana on a
change starts with you. You can be called when you're done, right? All of our local representatives let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's Gavin's Switchboard. You can join me today. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us. Like freedom of speech, freedom of press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom from Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. Now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight. And they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the group. Get the newspaper Free Thought today at
advocacy and the satisfaction of knowing
she quit her job at the diner with the baby home.
So, no way, this 50% off
early years were easy.
Visit FFRF.us.
So, we said, you know, I hate to leave you. I'll be back by Saturday.
That's
10 miles out of Tulsa. His boss came on his radio. Said, if you want to see your brand new dog, you better drop that load and go back. You've got somebody waiting. Go back. That's where you need to be right now. There's nothing in this world. Everybody heard the sirens. They pulled his rig out of the snow. In a rush to see his family, somehow he lost control. Though the doctors tried to save him, he slipped into the night. Then he heard the angels whisper,
Medicare Advantage.
Now it's not your time.
That's not true.
If you want supplements,
that's not true.
Go back.
That's not true. There's multiple
states. You got somebody waiting.
If you are low income, pay themselves. The state provides the
salary. That's where you need to be
stop
right now. There's nothing in this world more important than that.
That's the case in New York City.
Go back.
And other people can use Medicare.
And the government will not come in and
he's
try to
flawless.
In a button-up
shirt and tie, iron brass, sharp dress, couldn't find a wrinkle if you tried. He's honest
Medicare Advantage
with every word he says, I know. But when I'm wrapped in
it, they sell you a Medigap policy, they make a couple hundred bucks.
I ain't home. I'm at home.
Thank you.
There's no doubt he had
a real good day. You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Biden administration pointing the accusatory finger at China for a major security breach targeting a federal agency.
The Treasury Department notifying Congress it was targeted by Chinese state-sponsored hackers in a major security breach. The department says it learned earlier this month hackers were able to infiltrate a third-party software provider, remotely log into Treasury employees' workstations, and gain access to unclassified documents. The Biden administration warning just days ago about China's threat to the telecom sector.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Former President Carter's remains will be taken to the Georgia State House and the Carter Center in Atlanta before being moved to the U.S. Capitol for public viewing next week, Tuesday through Thursday. The Pentagon announced the repatriation of Ridha bin Saleh al-Yazidi from Guantanamo Bay to Tunisia. He arrived there the day it opened in 2002. He was never charged. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency and endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that his brother were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actor Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It All With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Has anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Or yeah, publicity? For more show that's fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media. Great one,
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers are swept by the Vikings. And hi, I'm Mike Cunningham with sports. For the second time this season, the Packers lost to the Vikings and by just 2 points. And finally, 27-25 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked, if the team has lost any confidence, being swept by both the Lions, how the Vikings this season?
Not at all. That's all I got at halftime. Believe in ourselves. At the end of the day, like I said, we did a lot of things I feel like we were going to lose. So that's all I got. Believe in ourselves. I don't think it was nobody in here that believed that we were just going to lose. I think everybody had the belief that we were going to pull it out some type of way. And we just fell short today.
The Packers will host the Bears next Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey. Badgers beat the UConn Huskies 4-3 to win the holiday face-off. Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. It's the third time in 4 years Wisconsin has won the tournament. NBA, the Bucks are in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon against the Pacers on New Year's Eve. Tip-off time at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clements.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of fog for the overnight. Some of it could be a little dense at times. Otherwise, cloudy skies, temperatures in the lower 30s, and north winds developing. Tuesday, some flurries of light snow, patchy fog, cloudy skies, gusty northwest winds, highs in the mid-30s, currently 32 degrees.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our community. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, we lead into Civic Media's New Year's Eve celebration with Lou Regani, with highlights from my appearances on some of your favorite Civic Media shows. Happy New Year, everyone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Right. A licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years' experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 million in coverage since 1985. Their slogan, SelectQuote, they shop, you save, it's right. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-N. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom.
See, it's easier to say it.
Nigeria, Bulos Enterprises. Turns out he's not. He owns a small share in a truck dealership that is owned and operated by his father-in-law in Nigeria.
Did you hear
and
about Mary, the girl?
We thought was so sweet. And he owns
she broke up Ellen and Tom, who lived down the street. That heavy mortgaged house over George and Betty's burned down.
So Tiffany's father-in-law, who she thought was a billionaire,
they don't know how it happened because they were both out of town. Kick the can, it's a game we all understand. Keep kicking your fellow man. Kick the can. You know Deacon Evans, who hated drinking so bad.
This is a remarkable study. This was published in American Journal.
They're still investigating that last little wreck that he had. And Jackie Sue Martin got married just 6 months ago. Just had a new baby and it weighed 8 pounds or so. Kick the can, it's a game we all understand. Oh, keep kicking your fellow man. Kick the can. You knew that the Hamptons were selling and leaving for good. Because that new family has moved into our neighborhood. Joyce isn't working, but she's always got money to spend. And Mr. Clark, the banker, was seen leaving her house again. Oh, kick the can. It's a game we all understand. Oh, keep kicking your fellow man. Kick the can.
Because they show improvements in blood sugar, insulin resistance, fasting glucose, and inflammation markers. This is from one of the leaders, one of the scientists who conducted the study. She said, quote, when blood sugar is well controlled, the brain feels less vulnerable to aging-related changes. This connection is particularly relevant as high blood sugar can damage blood vessels and lead to inflammation, both of which are linked to cognitive decline. Diet is a big part of it. Diet's rich in fiber, antioxidants, and healthy fats, especially those
with limited processed foods and sugars and to support blood sugar control. This kind of dietary approach can be simply a powerful way to support health and health. So this Christmas, skip the eggnog unless it has no sugar in it.
There's no
to most of them, to all of our first time employees. And my recollection is it cost me $35 per month per person. It was comprehensive. It was Blue Cross Blue Shield, but it was required to be a non-profit by state law at that time.
Take a look at what's up in that sunset. Fireflies popping like a 4th of July. You're gonna want to see every single thing. I'm gonna show you tonight. Got the perfect scene set up, a moonlight glowing. Just keep the baby blues wide open. Girl, take a look around, yeah, it's going down. It's going down just right. Hey, baby, for the night, city hooter. Lean your pretty self over here a little closer. I need to hold you, I want to show you what you don't want to miss, no. It's talking to what we've been away. I'm gonna go and turn you with the night on. Coming on strong, I'm gonna lean on your lips. Might wanna close your eyes for this. Sun gone down, nights are getting hotter. We got
got the bed backed up to the water. It's the place to be if you want to see every little shining star. But that view ain't nothing like the you I'm looking at. 210 legs for days dangling off the back. It all looks better, baby. You can see forever when you're here in my arms. Hey, baby, for the night, city, you're the lean your pretty self over here a little closer. I need to hold you. I want to show you what you don't want to miss. No, it's all you need to. What have you been waiting on? I'm gonna go and turn you and the night on. Coming on strong, I'm gonna lay it on your lips. Might want to close your eyes for this. Just when you thought you'd been asleep at all.
Extends heartfelt holiday greetings to their valued customers. They're proud to be
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the big win at Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners.
Let me help you
making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kaye, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my argument and you can call me a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat, but great one, Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app, The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our community. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Brad's buzz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
The thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy. Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here you may be missing out. We're always streaming on YouTube and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. Really a definition of life. Why he loves God.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being your dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're all TuneIn, and the Civic Media.
Out to our stations and sponsors, and letting them know you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Have you ever employed diet and exercise to try to get your cholesterol numbers down, and then it doesn't quite work that way? But your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol numbers is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature. It's formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism and your blood sugar, it also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, 3 times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Super Bearing, and always remember to take my own test. Here's the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. And go to superbearing.com and get 15% off and save even more on bundles. Use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Super Bearing,
R-I-N-E,
Nothing's better than us together, 'cause the best kind of me. said goodbye. I thought I'd bring you your things, but I just left them outside. You thought I'd see you looking Friday night, fine, and want one more try? Nah. Oh, I'm done being that guy, 'cause the feeling of freedom was watching you leaving, and it feels so good. Feels so good. Nothing's better than us.
Of the American people.
When you can't find the light to guide you through a cloudy day, and when the stars ain't shining bright, feel like you've lost your way. When those candlelights from home burn so
break 'em down.